What has one head, four legs, and only one foot? Your bed, right? In this time when there are lots of shortages, why are the oceans not very clean? There's a shortage of mermaids that clean the oceans, I guess. Anyway, so there you go. First jokes of the new year, I guess. Whether they're good ones or bad ones, there they are anyway. So, Philippians chapter 4. Seven first words for 2022. And beginning with chapter 4, verse 10, Paul, the apostle writing, says, "I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you've renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you have been concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I'm not saying this because I am in need, for I've learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need. I know what it is to have plenty. I've learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through Him who gives me strength." I don't know if you remember the first of 2021, but we began last year looking at the passage just before the one we just read, and we talked about how we need to rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. We talked about how we're to let our gentleness be made known to all, and that if we be not anxious, but we present our requests to God, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, with prayer and thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace that passes all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. That was kind of our theme. We were trying to learn to be anxious for nothing. And part of the goal of that study was to learn to find some calm or some peace. And Max Lucado used the acrostic C-A-L-M to remind us that as we move ahead, we are to celebrate God's goodness, to learn to give thanks in every situation, and to rejoice in the Lord always. We are to ask God for help, let our requests be made known to God. And we are to leave everything, leave our concerns with Him. And then the M in calm, to meditate on those good things. And so he says, if whatever is true or noble or just or pure, whatever is lovely and honorable and lovely, praiseworthy, excellent, to think about those things. And so to meditate on those things. And so I want to remind us of that as we look ahead into the year to come. What lies ahead in 2022. Well, there will be challenges, things that might cause us to be anxious. There are always going to be, I don't know about always, hopefully there'll be an end to COVID, but we're taking that with us into the year to come. Hopefully, maybe there are some less violent strains that will help get us immune in some way, but who knows? The economy is always an issue. Some are happy with it, some are not happy with it. How many like paying $3 and whatever for gas? Not very many hands showing, but somehow we live and deal with that. There are relationships, things that are a struggle sometimes, things that are a blessing. We gather together for holidays, and it's good to get folks together, but sometimes they're ready to go back their separate ways or to be in their own places. And sometimes there are changes in the year to come, changes at church perhaps, changes in town. What are new things that are going to happen? And sometimes we get used to things the way they are, and somebody always wants to change things. But then if we don't change things, we get kind of stuck in a rut and bored, and so we need changes as well. In our lives, there are changes. What lies ahead? Maybe for me in the year to come, it may be about time. But who knows yet what time to retire or to pass the torch on to someone else. That may be in my future, but there are blessings. There are good things. There are little babies coming along. I think there are two more little Spencer children in the wings there, due in June sometime, I believe, and we look forward to that. Family times together and new seasons of planting and new things that are going to grow and change and blossom, and so we look forward to those things. What does the future hold? And yes, challenges and changes and good things and uncertain things, but sometimes moving ahead and looking ahead too far can cause us to be anxious. And so I'm offering today seven first words for 2022. And they're not necessarily first in order, not at the beginning of the Old Testament or the New Testament, but maybe first in importance. One of those phrases I hope that you can carry along with you. And so here they are. I can do all things through Christ. I can do all things through Christ. Or this passage says, I can do all things through Him, depending on the translation. And the tag, who gives me strength. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And as I read that, you may be thinking, well, now, if I go visit the Grand Canyon and I step off the edge, then I won't get hurt, right? That's not exactly what Paul is saying. You don't need to test God and try to do all things and assume that it'll all go right. There are good things that you can do and tough things that you can do, but the passage isn't trying to say you can do amazing, miraculous things. You can go and blow all your money and then there'll be plenty left, right? That's not what he's saying. Paul is sharing his testimony about things to come. Whatever lies ahead of me, whatever things are in my future, I can depend on God to help me with them. Paul's testimony to the Philippians is about his future. And if you know the book of Philippians, you remember that Paul is writing from prison. He is imprisoned either in Rome or perhaps Ephesus, and he is writing to a church that he has visited years before. And in that church, there are beautiful people who were helpful and friendly and have sent him help and aid. And the assumption as I read this is that a man named Epaphroditus, aren't you glad you don't have to sign that on your check every time? But Epaphroditus has brought this love offering to Paul in prison from this church in Philippi. And so he is responding with a thank you note. And a note to say, I appreciate your gift. And it's written from prison, a thank you note, but it's also written as an exhortation to those in Philippi who are seeking to serve Christ and to live out their faith. Written as an exhortation, a challenge. Learn to face the future and the things to come with faith in Christ. And it's written as his testimony. This is how I plan to handle whatever comes. I can do all things through Christ. It's a positive statement. There are positive words. I can. I can. I am able. But he also says, I can because I have help. I'm not alone, he says. I can. I'm able to deal with whatever comes. And it's not just, I'll get by, or it'll pass, or it'll change. But Paul has this attitude that not only will it will I be able to get through them, but whatever is to come is a good thing. Whatever is to come is a blessing. It's a positive thing. And so his seven words are positive. I can. I have a future ahead of me through Christ. They are positive words. There's also a pattern. Paul has learned, he said. In verse 11, he says, I am not saying this because I'm in need. I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I've learned. He says, I've experienced times of plenty. I've gone through those times when God blessed me abundantly, and I've also been through those times that have been hard, and there have been lean times and challenges and uncertainties. And so he says, I've learned to be content in plenty and in scarcity in every situation. Are you learning? Are you learning that whatever the situation God has given you, he's helping you? There is a pattern to that. The seven words affirm that there is a presence. I can do all things through Christ, through him who gives me strength. And Paul has experienced a number of times when he saw Jesus at work in his life. Probably the most memorable for him would have been that time when he was headed to Damascus to arrest and to imprison anybody he could find who professed their faith in Jesus. And as he was traveling, the light from heaven blinded him, and he fell to his knees, and he heard Jesus say, Paul, why do you persecute me? Why are you continually kicking against the goad? And why are you resisting what God is trying to do? And so he experienced God at work in that particular situation changing his life. And he had felt Jesus' presence and heard his voice. There were other times, like the end of the book of Acts, when Paul is traveling across the Mediterranean in the midst of that storm. And for days and weeks on end, they are in the midst of that stormy sea, and he's experienced God's presence and strength. There was the time when he was first in Philippi. If you read that story in Acts chapter 16, Paul in Philippi, the people that he's now writing to, he had gone there to share the gospel, and he'd met some wonderful people, a lady named Lydia, who invited him to share the gospel. But then there was this experience where he had cast a demon out of a little girl, and because of that he was thrown into prison. And there in the middle of the night, he and his partner Silas began to sing. How many folks would be willing to sing if you were in prison? And in the inner dungeon there, with their feet locked in the shackles, they are singing praises to God. And then the earthquake comes, and the roofs begin to cave, and the doors fall off the hinges, and the jailer thought that his prisoners had all escaped, and then he went in, and Paul said, don't be afraid, we're still here. And that experience caused that Philippian jailer to ask the most important question: what must I do to be saved? And Paul said, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you'll be saved. And so Paul has experienced again and again Jesus' presence in his life, his presence even in the times when it seemed like these are tough times and these are not pleasant. This is not where I want to be, and this is not what I thought Christianity was supposed to be about. And yet he had seen God work in amazing ways through the trials and the challenges. And I wonder, have you experienced Jesus working in you? Have you learned about Jesus as you walk through this life? Has he given you a peace, a contentment, when there probably should have been some anxiety and stress? Have you sensed the presence of his Holy Spirit helping you as you continue to walk by faith, even though you don't see where you're headed? How's your past walk with the Lord made your future less fearful. I know that in my own life, some of the experiences of the past and how God has taken me from one place to another, and all of those circumstances that were difficult, that said it's time to move to a new place, or it's time to go in a new direction. And those have turned out to be times when God showed himself in amazing ways. There have been many times that we prayed and asked, and in that difficult time we see God's deliverance. How have you experienced God working in you, in your life? And so Paul says, I've learned to be content. I've learned that even when things are not the way I want them to be, God is still at work, and I don't need to doubt that he is at work. Seven first words, I can do all things through Christ. And there's a power at work. I can do all things through Christ. The tag says, who strengthens me, who gives me strength. How often have you stopped to consider where your power comes from? When the electricity goes out at home, all of a sudden we begin to notice where the power comes from. We call the guys to come and fix the line, or we call the telephone company to fix our phone, or we begin to wonder what happened. We notice when the power goes out. What about the internal power? What about your inner power, your motivation, your encouragement, your hope? Have you ever noticed where that extra power comes from? The power to do things that you didn't know you could do? Have you stopped to say, wow, I went through that awful time. I didn't think I could do it, but there was an extra sense of strength, an extra sense of hope. That was a tough time, but God got us through it. And prayers were answered, and healing happened. Or maybe you gathered at the grave of your parent or your loved one and you said, wow, this is the hardest thing I've ever been through. How are we going to go on? And then you go on. And little by little, God gives you strength and power to help in those times. And you discover that Christ who's with us does give us strength. Seven first words of 2022. Say them with me. I can do all things through Christ. Say them often, day by day, if you need to remind yourself where your strength comes from. And say them with faith. I can. I can do them, not I, but through Christ. Say them when you're facing that tough challenge that you don't know where the money's going to come from, or you don't know how you're going to get through that situation or through that surgery or through that uncertainty. How do you do that? You say them when you're facing those. I can do all things through Christ. Say them when you're blessed as well. Don't forget to praise God in the good times, because the blessings oftentimes are when we forget. We forget that here's some blessing, some beautiful thing that God's given, and I didn't even remember to say thank you. God can do wonderful things, and so let's say them often. I can do all things through Christ. You see, Christ is enough. With Christ, we have enough. He will save us from our sins. First of all, he came to earth. That was his reason for coming. That's his purpose, to save us from our sins, but also to help us and to strengthen us and give us that power to walk with him. And so we invite him into our life to be our Savior, but also to be our Lord, to be our boss, our master, the one that we walk with and our guide. We invite him to be part of our life in the year to come. At the beginning of 2022, I want to invite you to walk with him and discover, as so many have, as Paul testifies, that with Christ, we have the strength we need. I can do all things. There are a lot of other scriptures that say the same thing. Isaiah 40, 29 through 31 says, he gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. And even though youths grow tired and weary and young men stumble and fall, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. I learned it the other version. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. That challenge to find our strength in the Lord. Isaiah 40, 10 and 11. So do not fear. I'm with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Does God have a right hand? Sometimes I ask myself, does God have hands or not? But the righteousness, the strong part of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses. Do you boast about your weaknesses? We know them all too well. We try to hide them, though. I will boast about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. When we're weak, we see God's strength the best. Ephesians chapter 1, 14 through 17. For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom his whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that inner power. Ephesians 6:10, finally be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Seven first words for 2022. Say them with me. I can do all things through Christ. Let's pray together. Father, help us to remember that as we go from here today, and as we go into this year to come, remind us, Lord, again and again through this simple phrase, that we have a whole lot more power and a whole lot more at our disposal than we realize. We have you, your strength. We can do those things through you. Lord, it's not a blank check that we can just go out and do anything we want to do, but we can face the life that you've given to us. And we can face the challenges that are before us, Lord, because you are with us. You are our God and our strength. And so help us, Lord, to mount up with wings as eagles. Help us, Lord, to learn how to rejoice even in our weaknesses and to see your strength. Help us, Lord, to observe and take note of those times that you've been our help and our strength, so that we can praise you and so that we can testify to others of your wonderful grace. We love you, Lord, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen.